Hi friends, welcome to Beautiful World, the Baha'i Inspired Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, downloading. This is Praveen podcasting to you live from Bangalore, India. Today we have Iman with us. Hi Iman.
Okay, well, you and I both know each other because we met at the Baha'i Center a few months
Very
ago.
True.
Yeah, basically, I'm an American. I came to Bangalore about 6 months ago.
Okay.
I had never been to India before.
Amazing.
Yeah, right. You're telling me. No, but basically, I came for 1 year to work with, to put it, plainly, a development organization that's based here in Bangalore.
So. Great. Iman, what topic are we here to discuss today?
Well, as far as I understand, maybe there's some surprises, but I've been preparing to talk a little bit about life after death.
So today you're going to get some pretty tough questions, I guess.
Well, yeah, I hope I'm prepared. The good news for me, I guess, is that these aren't really my ideas anyway. They come from Baha'u'llah, the prophet founder of the Baha'i faith. So I don't really have to, come up with any snappy answers.
Okay, here we go. The first tough question for you. Where do we go when we die?
Wow, okay. Well, I guess the short answer is we don't really go anywhere. I mean,
really?
Basically, it goes back to the Baha'i idea that human beings aren't just a body made with atoms and molecules and cells. I mean, the really important part of a human being, in fact, the central part of a human being, is the human soul.
Really?
Yeah, and the human soul, Baha'is believe, isn't, I mean, it doesn't have any physical substance, doesn't have a place, doesn't even have a time. I mean, it really...
Where does it stay?
Where does it exist? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really exist anywhere, and it's very difficult for us to imagine such a thing.
Okay.
But it's a metaphysical belief that Baha'is have, that okay. The soul is something that's created by God, is a spiritual phenomenon, not a physical phenomenon.
I remember in the Bible it says, God created us in His own image.
Mm.
So is the soul His image?
The short answer is yes. It's not a physical image,
okay.
But it's something of a spiritual image of God, meaning
okay.
that God has all these attributes, these fantastic attributes like love, compassion, mercy, generosity, and the soul is a creation of His that can mirror forth these
okay.
characteristics. So in that sense, we have been created in His image. Yeah.
So there is the soul and then there is the body.
Exactly.
And yeah. What happens when we die?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so basically the soul, like I said, is the most important thing about a human being.
Okay.
And the body is really... I don't want to belittle our life on Earth, something
okay.
like that, but the body is really an accessory to the soul. The body is how we communicate and act out our soul's life on
okay.
Earth.
Okay.
And basically, when we die, it's not that our soul is dying. Our soul continues to live. But the soul basically abandons what Baha'u'llah calls the physical garment.
That is the body.
Exactly. The body is like a garment that the soul wears during our life on Earth. And when we die, basically it abandons this garment. And it's not a bad thing. It's a necessary part of life. And in a certain sense, it's a good thing. In the sense that it's like the soul dwelling inside the body. Not really inside, but kind of like a bird.
It's connected.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like a bird inside a cage.
Okay.
And finally, when we die, the door of the cage is open and we can truly fly. I mean, that's the way the Baha'is
So the soul, the bird is the soul.
Yeah, the bird in that analogy would be the soul.
And the cage becomes the body.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are certain limitations that we have here on Earth. I mean, we're stuck in this physical existence, and it's a necessary part of our existence. We begin on Earth, and we move on after a certain period of time.
So our existence in this world is only a temporary phenomenon.
Yes, our existence in the on planet Earth is a temporary phenomenon, but the soul lives forever. I mean, Baha'u'llah says, to the true lover, reunion is life, and separation is death. So when we die, meaning our human body, that's not really death. I mean, that's not the death of the soul, at least. And soul, like I said, is the most important part about a human being.
So what do Baha'is believe about death? What do they think about death?
Well, Baha'u'llah says basically that you shouldn't be upset about death. I mean, naturally, we as human beings, we grieve. It's a normal part about being human. But Baha'u'llah specifically says... he's talking as if he's the mouthpiece of God. He says, I have made death a messenger of joy to thee. Wherefore dost thou grieve? In the sense that death is coming to us with a natural, joyful processed in our existence as spiritual beings.
Yeah, the bird would be happy to escape out of the cage.
Yeah, exactly correct. So that's the idea. So Baha'u'llah is encouraging us not to grieve, not to see it as such a tragedy, but rather a normal and really a joyful time in our life as spiritual beings. So
that's what Baha'is believe about death. So do Baha'is believe in the phenomenon of heaven and hell?
The answer is yes and no. I mean, Baha'is don't believe in any physical heaven, and they don't believe in a physical hell either.
Okay.
So when we die, it's not like we go sit in clouds or anything like that, or we go down inside the earth and there's lots of hot flames. It's a very spiritual phenomenon for the Baha'is, and it's something that we can't fully imagine. I mean, with our brains that are physical substances, is made of a physical substance, we can't really imagine something that is, you know, like I said, without time, without place, that has no physical mass, things like that. But in the next world, we are rewarded for what we do in this world, or we are punished. Baha'u'llah says, bring thyself to account each day, ere thou art summoned to a reckoning.
So how do we prepare ourselves for the next world?
Great question. In the Baha'i writings, the analogy that's used is this world as compared to the next world is kind of like the world of the womb, you know, the fetus inside the womb as compared to this, you know, world on earth.
Okay.
So basically the fetus, you know, during those 9 months, it has everything it needs.
Okay.
It has the oxygen, it has the nutrients.
Everything.
Mother, exactly right, right. And it has no idea what's on the outside world.
It can't even imagine.
No, exactly right. So its world is this tiny thing inside the placenta. So
and it's happy inside.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, if you had actually
it gets everything it needs.
Let's put it this way. If you asked a fetus, 6-7 month fetus, and it could actually make its own decisions, that's a big part. But if it could, and you said, would you like to stay here, or would you like to go to this mysterious place on the outside? Fetus would say, no, of course I want to stay here. I mean, I'm enjoying this. It's warm.
I get everything I want.
Exactly. So it's similar. It's similar to that in the sense that if the fetus, if it had a choice in the matter, it would never really want to develop hands, feet, a brain, eyes, and all these physical tools that we use on Earth.
But it does develop them.
Yeah, I mean, if it didn't develop those things, it would be limited. It would be handicapped in a way.
In the other world.
Yeah, on the earthly world, without hands and feet and eyes, it wouldn't be able to fully take part in all the bounties of life on Earth.
Okay.
And likewise, on Earth, we have to develop these kind of spiritual hands, feet, eyes, ears, etc.
What are these spiritual hands, eyes, feet, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, there are those things like when you asked me if we're made in the image of God, and I said God has these certain attributes. Well, those are those attributes. So,
like love.
Love,
generosity,
compassion, mercy, generosity,
honesty.
Exactly.
These
honesty,
virtues,
trustworthiness.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly right. So in the next world, we believe these are the equivalent of hands, feet, eyes, ears.
Oh.
So if you don't develop those things, the misery of being in the next world would be the misery of regret that you didn't fully take your chance when you were on Earth to develop these tools. And if you have developed those things, then you can really fly when that door of the cage opens.
So what I do understand from you is that according to the Baha'i writings, this world is a temporary period in our life. Like, it is meant for us to develop our virtues, our character, our qualities like love, compassion, honesty, whatever, so that they help us in our next world.
Yeah, I mean, the world, in itself is really valueless.
Okay.
Baha'u'llah says, the world is but a show, vain and empty, bearing the semblance of reality.
Okay.
It's not even a real thing. But it has tremendous significance in the sense that this is our first world of God that we live in as human beings. And also it's very important for us to develop those spiritual qualities when we are living in this world.
And now, friends, we have the quote of the week.
Thou art my light, and my light shall never be extinguished. Why dost thou dread extinction? Thou art my glory, and my glory fadeth not. Thou art my robe, and my robe shall never be outworn. Abide then in thy love for me, that thou mayest find me in the realm of glory. From the Baha'i Writings.
And that's all, folks, for this week. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Please keep your suggestions and ideas coming only to spravinitpro@gmail.com. That is spravenitpro@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you all had a great week. It's bye from Praveen. Bye bye.